It's time once again for us to venture out and talk a little bit about the Aglet Theater Company. By the way, you can get more information on the Aglet Theater Company on the web at aglettheater.net. But we can also get information like we always do by speaking with the good folks from the Aglet Theater Company. And we have a couple of those good folks with us today, Tom Grunewald and Deanne Halper. Welcome, guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
So what we're going to be talking about today is Three Viewings, which is coming up March 17th, of course, and it's at Dewey Memorial Hall, right on Main Street in Sheffield, Massachusetts. Tom, first of all, you are the director of this, so is this kind of like the movie Three Weddings and a Funeral, where it's...
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
Is it dark humor, though, or is it...
Well, it deals with three viewings in a funeral parlor, okay, but there is a lot of humor, because if you've been to good funerals, you know that there is always lots of humor.
Oh, yes, there is.
And it's three monologues set in the same funeral home. There are interconnections between the three characters, but they each have extraordinary the stories to tell. And Deanne is playing one of those three.
Now, Deanne, who are you playing?
I am playing a woman named Mac. And Tom, I don't want to give too much away, so you stop me if I start to do that.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler alert. Start bleeping me. But my character steals jewelry off the corpses.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how she makes her living. So she's been a lot of fun to work on.
You know, it's funny you say that, and it's not funny now. I mean, years and years and years ago, my grandmother always carried around her, slipped to her underclothes, bobby pinned to her, a little sack that always had some money in it. And she she had a stroke, and she passed away. And this was no lie. By the time the body got to the morticians, that was gone.
I'm sure.
So I mean, I can laugh about it now, but it's funny when you brought that up, because that is one of the peculiarities of the thousands of peculiarities that go on when somebody dies.
That's right. And we deal with most of them.
Yeah, I think so. I think within our, hour and a half, we've hit just about everything there is to hit.
So now, it's an interesting selection. What made you pick this one, Tom?
Actually, Macy picked it, asked me to read it, and asked me if I would be interested in doing it. And I said, yeah, I see these people, and I think we can even cast it. And fortunately, some good, reliable Aglet regulars thought the same thing, including Deanne, who was, well, you're a founder of Aglet, correct?
Correct. Yeah, I go way back.
Way back. And Gail Ryan, who's been with us in lots of shows, and Bruce Paddock. I've done three shows with him, and he fortunately was available, so we're going to have fun.
So three viewings, one Telltale, a married mortician lost in passion for a real estate broker. Thief of Tears, I think that is you, Deanne.
That would be me, yeah.
And then 13 Things About Ed Carpoletti, and you're described this as the world crashes about a newly widowed suburban matron, love rescues her from beyond the grave.
Yes, it's a really touching story with laughs.
Well, I think that, you know, especially coming into springtime, when you were coming out of winter into springtime, I think something like this is one of the things that makes people energize and want to see it, because A, you're coming out of supposedly the dead season to the spring season, but also there is a lot of humor in death. I mean, there's a lot of sadness, an incredible amount of sadness, but there's a lot of poignancy and really good humor in different events of death.
Indeed.
I agree. Yes.
So now,
yes, and I hope the audience finds it as humorous as we do.
Well, that's up to us, Deanne.
That's right. So now this is once again coming up March 17th at the Dewey Memorial Hall, which is on
two Main performances,
Street.
1:30. Doors open at 1:30 and at 7, matinee and evening.
And of course, there's complimentary beverages and refreshments. And then afterwards, there's always a conversation about what people just saw.
That's right. So people can share their experiences at funerals.
Well, I think what I'm just pointing out to people is that just listening to Deanne talk about her role immediately brought out an experience of mine. And you know what? If you've ever been around somebody who's passed, a close person, I can remember. I know that when my mother passed, it was a devastating. But you know, my brother and I sat and talked for hours, and there were so many great, funny, and good moments that come out of this.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is also just a great way for people to really look at death in a different way and also enjoy something that they haven't seen in this area, which is this reading, the three viewings.
Indeed. And I think that the audience will bring their own experiences to the experiences of the three characters in this play. And that's,
yes.
I think that's the bottom line in terms of how the play works.
But also, I think that's one of the things I think that makes Aglet Theater and your reading so great is that it's so personal that people can't help but, when they go see one of your productions, find something that they can relate to immediately.
I will concur with you.
No, it's just one of those things. Yeah. You know, it's an amazing thing. I haven't been ever since we started the station, but I went to a few readings before when my son Jake was in college, and it's an amazing experience. And it's a total different type of theater that once people go, I think before they go, they don't understand it, but once you go to this type of theater, if it's done, it really is invigorating, and you really do get wrapped around the characters.
And we do have enough rehearsal time, weather permitting, this coming week, so that the actors are not really stuck to the page. They're acting.
But I still find that you know what? After the first 2 minutes, the pages go away. That's what I really like about what you do is that Aglet brings in things that you won't see on the stage around here within 25 miles in any direction. And the way it's done and the actors that you have in the fold, even when they're reading, those pages do go away, Tom. I find that really happens a lot.
Well, I consider that a compliment.
Yes, absolutely. It's good to know.
So three viewings is March 17th, and the doors open at 1:30 and 7 at Dewey Hall for two shows for complimentary beverages, then the shows, and then the discussion will follow. Tickets are available at Aglet Theater at Comcast.net or 860-435-6928. And you can get more information also on the web, as I just said, at aglettheater.net. And is this the kickoff to the spring season?
This is the kickoff to the spring season.
Even though,
and there'll be one more production.
And even though we've got the snow on the ground, folks, this is the kickoff to the spring season. Don't be confused. It's not the wrap-up of the winter season.
Right.
Well, Deanne and Tom, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us today, and much success. And once again, folks, this is coming up this weekend, and so we urge you to get more information at aglettheater.net.
Oh, I've been warned that there will probably be St. Patrick's Day themed snacks.
So there'll be some green snacks.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Marshall.